Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great.
And for the rest of the pledge drive, we're ending each show with news about what's coming to New York in this fall season. We've covered theater and books so far. Today it's classical music from the Ring Cycle to the Star-Spangled Banner at Occupy Wall Street. I'm joined now by Justin Davidson of New York Magazine. Hey, Justin, welcome back.
Hello.
So let's dive into one here. You wrote about Alan Pearson, the new director of the Brooklyn Philharmonic, for New York Magazine's fall preview. He brings up the question of where classical and pop music collide. So who gets to claim the contingent of serious but new and maybe fun?
Well, they cohabit. I don't know if they collide. Obviously, classical music and the pop music world are still very different. Lady Gaga and the New York Philharmonic operate in two different universes. But there's a big gray area in between, or maybe it's a very colorful area, because there's really a lot of interesting music happening there. And that's where this season in the Brooklyn Philharmonic resides. They're doing a collaboration with Mos Def, with an arrangement by Derek Bermel, and their upcoming concert on November 3rd in Brighton Beach is Russian cartoon music, which harkens back to the days of the Soviet Union, where composers were expected to do everything, to write symphonies and operas, but also score films and documentaries and also apparently cartoon music.
Characteristically, some interesting stuff coming up from the BPO, the Brooklyn Philharmonic. Let's see. In town right now, looks like there's a good one, London Symphony Orchestra visiting.
Yeah, that's on a completely different sort of opposite end of the sphere. You can't get much more serious than that. That's part of the White Lights Festival that's going on at Lincoln Center. And there the theme, which is a very broad one, is spirituality or transcendence, which covers a lot of ground, especially since Western music has a largely religious history. Coming up this weekend, tonight, Sir Colin Davis conducts the London Symphony Orchestra in Beethoven's Missa Solemnis, which is about as solemn as you can get.
Indeed.
And then on Sunday, they're doing the Britain War Requiem, which is likewise a very transcendent piece.
I want to touch on opera. There's the big absence this fall, City Opera, which cut back its season and doesn't get underway until spring. How about the Met?
Well, the Met's going through a real transition. James Levine has been out for a long period, and it's not clear when he's going to come back or really what his future or responsibilities are at the Met. In the meantime, Fabio Luisi, who was the principal guest conductor and has been named just principal conductor, is taking over a lot of those duties. So he's conducting the new production of Don Giovanni, which opened last week, and he will be conducting Siegfried, which is part three of Wagner's four opera Ring Cycle. Then the Ring Cycle as a complete grouping of operas will come back in the spring. But in the meantime, he's doing both of these, and he's also going to be on tour and appearing with the Vienna Symphony in New York. So we're going to see a lot of Fabio Luisi, and people are going to be watching to see what the future of the Met looks like, if indeed he becomes music director, which is one possibility, but nobody's really saying whether that's happening or not.
How about recordings on the classical scene? Anything caught your ear?
Well, one thing that really intrigued me back to the classical pop merger is a CD by Christopher O'Reilly, the pianist, with the cellist Matt Heimovitz called Shuffle, Play, Listen. And that really covers a lot of ground from Stravinsky to Radiohead and Arcade Fire. And you mentioned the Occupy Wall Street protest. Matt Heimovitz was down there playing his cello in Zuccotti Park. There are a couple of YouTube videos that you can watch. And what I saw was he was playing some of a Bach suite, and then a little bit later he went into Jimi Hendrix's version of the Star-Spangled Banner, transcribed for cello. And, you know, these guys really move very easily between these musical worlds. I mean, clearly they and lots of other composers and musicians have grown up not really thinking too much about the divide between them.
It's almost impossible for a lot of people to decide what classical music to see in New York. We've mentioned some of the maybe highlights of the coming fall season. We have a comment on our website from a musician pitching her own trio's performance. So, I mean, New York just has a wealth of classical music all over, all the time.
It does. I mean, it's one of the great things is there's something for every taste, something for every budget. There really are a lot of free or close to free or inexpensive concerts happening all the time.
Justin Davidson from New York Magazine as we preview the classical season. And I want to thank everybody for listening today and this week and again for all your pledges. And since you mentioned it, and since it's cool, and since it's relevant and current, we're going to go out with some of that. Heimowitz does Hendrix at Zuccotti Park on the Star Spangled Banner. So, Justin, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brian.
And listeners, have a great weekend.